6th. We're going to be looking at this, and it's hopefully a little bit different, not just saying you got to memorize passages. That's a great way to do it, is to memorize the Bible and find out what it has to say. But this studying the Bible is such an important thing. Our attitude in it, how we look at that, how we consider that is very important. There was a young lady named Mary that wrote a letter to her mother and daddy. She hadn't written letters in a long time to her parents, but she wrote this letter, and she said, I just wanted to let you know that everything's doing fine. They got the fire out at the dorm where I live. The doctor said that he thought my eyesight was coming back in a few weeks. And because I didn't have a place to stay, Bob was allowing me to come over to his house and stay over there with him. And I know you've been wanting to be grandparents, but in January you're going to have a grandchild. And you know, these parents are just going, geez, what's going on here? And she said, P.S., all that I've written before that is just a composition of the English language. It doesn't really mean that. I'm not pregnant. I'm not living with Bob. The dorms haven't burned. Everything's fine. But I did make a D in French, and in the sciences, I made an incomplete. Here's a person that's trying to get the attitude right of their parents when they give them information. Attitude is very important. Attitude in studying the Bible is very important. Understanding how we need to look at the Word of God, how we need to consider the Word of God. And because of that, we've got to ask ourselves some very important questions. What did I do with that thing? I had it here a while ago. That's it. Okay. How do we get the proper attitude in studying the Bible? How are you able to do that? How can you accomplish that? I think it's important that we realize that, and we realize how we need to have this proper attitude so that we can study the Word of God in a great way. And what we've got to do is, as we look at this, we've got to consider these very important things. Now, this is what we studied the last time that we looked at it, that we need to be people that are willing to work at studying the Bible. Let me tell you something. This is a job. Study is a hard thing, and most of us try to dodge that most of our life. But what we've got to do is to learn it's work, and it's going to take labor, and we've got to be intensive with that. Not only that, but we found a few weeks ago that we've got to be people that are willing to trust in the Word of God. We've got to be willing to depend on it, that it is the Word, and that we're to follow that. And then thirdly, we've got to look at this and understand the very important thing here, that we've got to be willing, and I can't even see that one and hit the wrong button. I might look at this one, and I can see it better up here. We need to show reverence for the Word of God, that we reverence that Word, and then we need to expect to enjoy the Word of God. And this is the things that we studied the last time. We need to love God's Word. Now, brethren, we can say that, but we really have got to intend and mean that. That we want to find out what God's Word has to say. That we don't just give it a passing look at, but we're willing to consider that because our souls and the souls of others hang in the balance. Right, now, here's some questions, and I know these are a lot. They may be small for you out there. They are for me too. First of all, am I willing to seek the truth? Whether that truth that I'm seeking, anyone else believes it or not? Am I willing to follow the truth no matter if I'm the only one doing it? Am I seeking it that way? And then not only that, but in the second one, it says, am I the kind of person that I'm willing to yield to what the Bible has to say? Whatever it says, wherever it leads. Not, wait a minute, I don't believe that, but I'm willing to do what the Bible has to say. And then thirdly, am I willing to accept all the truth, no matter how uncomfortable that might be? Paul said, I have not shunned to declare to you the Word of God. I've done that. I've told you the truth. Now, because of his telling people the truth, people wanted to kill him. People wanted to take his life. It's not always easy to tell the truth to people. Sometimes people want to hear lies. But we've got to be willing to seek the truth and to follow the truth. Am I willing to arrive at the truth no matter my own opinions, my own emotions, my own desires, or my own hopes? Am I willing to really let that book be the director of my life? And then we come down here and we see, am I willing to search each new fact without any fear of what I might find? Am I willing to look at it and say, I'm going to do that, no matter what? And then, next to last, am I willing to see both sides of the issue. Not just one side, but both sides of an issue. Can I do that? Can I look at that? I'm going to tell you something. That right there can cause us to look at the truth in a different way if we're willing to consider that. And then finally, am I willing to study what I dislike as well as what I like? Some people have favorite passages, and that's okay. But let me tell you something. The Bible is more than one passage. It's more than one thing. And we've got to understand that. Now, let's look at this and let's see, how do we get to this proper attitude? How can we have this proper attitude of studying the Word of God? First of all, we've got to have a desire to understand God's Word. I mean, it's got to be more than just reading it. It's got to be a desire to look and see what God's Word has to say. The psalmist in Psalm 119 and verse 34 said this, that he said, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. I shall observe it with my whole heart." I'm going to put my whole heart into it. And it's a prayer to God, asking God for help to be able to do that, so that they can follow that and they can do that. Sometimes we study the Word of God looking for how it benefits us, what it's going to do for us. What we need to do is to study the Word of God to find out what the truth of God is, what God is trying to say within His Word. It's kind of like a young man that says to a young lady, "I love you." Well, what he means is, "I love you, but what I want to do is to get what I desire." And it's not because of a care and a concern for someone else. We've got to have a care and a concern to find out what God's Word is and say that we love that Word and we're going to follow that Word. We've got to love to study the Bible and study what God's Word has to say. Now, we live in a fast world today. Everybody is running here and there and doing this and that, and we're all so busy that sometimes we forget about studying the Word of God. And I think we see within the church and within the world today people that have got away from the Word of God. You hear somebody on television, they say, "Well, God says this," and you're going, "Whoa, I've never read that, and I've read that book through several times. I've never seen that." A fellow I knew one time had a sermon. He called it Chimney Corner Scriptures. And it's scriptures, but they're not in the Bible, but sound real good, but they're just not in the Bible. And he was trying to say, don't do that. Come back to what God's Word has to say. Come back to the Word of God and what it has to say, and so that you can follow that and you can know the right way to go. All right, then look at this next one here. We need to be people that we are going to stay away from the perversions of God's Word. Now, that's more than just maybe translations that are not teaching what's right. And some people have an aversion to newer translations. I'm telling you, you need to search for the truth in the translations. Now, we don't like to hear that. We're more King James, New King James, and that's it. We don't go anywhere else. Well, we need to look at some of the newer translations. Some of our children are not going to get the study of the Word of God like they should unless we can get them a good translation that will help them. And you need to search that out as a parent. You need to look for that. There's some good new translations that are out that are more in our language. This idea is something that is going to, of the Bible, is helping us to understand it in our language. And if you have words that these young people don't understand, they'll just skip them, and after a while, they'll just skip studying the Word of God. So look at what it has to say. Find out what it has to say. You search those scriptures. You find out what those translations are saying. And so every one of them has problems. Somebody said, "Well, this one's got a problem. That one's got a problem." There's not been a translation. Listen to this. I believe in the inspiration of the Scriptures. Listen to this now. I do not believe in the inspiration of translations. Nobody's going to say amen to that one. You'll stay away from that one, won't you? That's right. But I do believe the inspiration of Scriptures, but not in translations, because every translation has its problems. You need to know what the problems are with the translation that you use. That means we've got to study it. We've got to look at it. We've got to research it. And listen, the time we live in today is so wonderful. You've got a computer. You can just punch that in and find that. There's a lot of our brethren that have a lot of sermons and stuff on the computer that can help you to know more about the Word of God. Now, don't just go to anybody on there, but find people that are members of the church and study what they have to say and help them to be, help you to understand the Word of God. We've got to be willing to do that. Now, we've got to understand that there's warnings within the Word of God, that we need to be careful about how we use that. I know that there's those warnings in there. Do not add, do not take away from the Scriptures. We looked at that in Deuteronomy and in the middle of the Bible, at the end of the Bible, in Revelation. Don't add to this book. If you add to this book, you're going to add the plagues to your life. Well, we don't need to add to that book. We just need to find out what it has to say. We need to do that. We could look at passages like 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 17 where it said don't twist, don't pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can look at other passages that help us to understand that we need to be those people that are going to be willing to follow the Word of God no matter where it teaches us. We don't need to be spoiled through philosophy or vain deceit. We don't need to get caught up in the study of words. I've seen some preachers that they get a word and they just go wild with it. And that's all they can think about is that one word. We need to study all of it. We need to find out what it's trying to say, what the purpose of what the Scriptures are trying to say to us so that we'll know the right way to go. We've got to be willing to look and to search. We need to be willing to support the Bible study, and we need to support that Bible study with prayer. I mentioned Psalms 119, verse 34 a while ago, where the prayer seems to be there, God, help me to understand your word. That needs to be our prayer. I want to know what God's Word has to say. I want to understand the Word of God. And so what I've got to do is to be the person that I'm going to look at it, I'm going to search it, I'm going to find out what that Word is trying to say. I want to know the truth of God. I want to know what God wants me to know. I don't want to know what other people want me to do, how they want me to go. I want to find out what God's Word has to say. So I want to go to God and say, God, help me to do that. Now, please understand, God will help us. But God's not going to do it all for you. You can't just say, God, I want to know what God's Word is, and you just kind of read it and hope it kind of sticks or something. That's not what you need. You need to search the Scriptures. Remember the Bereans, how that they searched what Paul had to say because they wanted to know if he was teaching what is right. Brethren, we need to know that. I think I've mentioned to you before, had a preacher friend one time. Every once in a while in a sermon, he'd give like a passage that would be, maybe the fifth chapter of Jude. And if you look that up and find that chapter, let me know about that. Or 2 John, the fourth chapter. You don't find those things. And he said, you know, I've not had anybody to question me on it yet. Everybody just, okay, I guess there is that there, you know. And he said he even used the third chapter of Imaginations one time. Now, you know, come on now. We got to study the Word of God. We got to find out what the Word of God is trying to say to us so that we can know that. So we need to be people that we pray to God, but we're still willing, as we've already mentioned before, to work to be able to find out what that Word has to say. And let me tell you something. God will bless you as you study that Word and you have the right attitude in studying it and you go to Him in prayer and ask His help. He will help you to be able to know the Word of God. He's not going to just pour it in your head, but He'll help you and He'll help you every way to know what God's Word is. And then, ninthly, we need to have this spirit of expectation. We're looking for something in the Word of God. We're searching the Word of God, not just what we want taught, how we want it taught, what we believe. That's not what we're doing. But we're expecting to find God's will in this Word and what it has to say. We've got to study the Word of God. We've got to spend some time. It takes time to study. It takes effort to study. It is not easy to do. You remember those times that you go into your children and you say, have you got your homework? What do they usually say, most of them? No. Well, go get your homework. Now, maybe your children say, I've already got it. That's great. But I can remember telling my parents, that's the next thing I was going to do. And they just smiled at me, too. Because they knew it wasn't the next thing I was going to do. I'm probably going to do it now because you've reminded me that I got to get it done. You remember that? It's not easy to study. You remember at the beginning of the school year where you said, I'm not going to get behind, I'm going to stay up, I'm going to get all those reports done, and you start really, really well. But after you get past the first page, you think, you know, I could do that tomorrow. I could do that the next day. and then it gets up to the end of the year and you're scrabbling around trying to find out what it has to say. How many people, when they're facing the death of a loved one in a hospital, are going to try to find a Bible to study it at that very moment? Let me tell you something. It won't give you the comfort that you need unless you know it before you get there. And you need that. And you need that comfort. And you need to know what that is. The Bible has a knowledge that can help us to understand what's going on in the world in a greater way than any news report, anything else. Greater than any preacher. Study the Word of God. Find out what it has to say. Study it with an expectation of knowing what God's Word had to say, has to say, and be willing to follow it. We need to have this Bible knowledge, for it will help us to be wise. It'll help us to be able to know the salvation. It will teach us what salvation is all about and help us to appreciate salvation, and it will bring us to Christ. It'll bring us to a maturity in Christ. You know, some people want the meat of the gospel when they can't even handle the milk yet. Remember what the Bible said? Paul said to the people at Corinth, I really wanted to come to you and I wanted to give you the meat of the gospel to eat, but you're not ready for it. He said, you can't even take the milk, much less the meat. Sometimes we're that way. We're trying to look and study passages that really we don't need to start with. Somebody becomes a Christian and they want to start, I want to study the book of Daniel. That's not a good book to start studying after baptism. The book of Revelation. And they're going to understand all that. You need a greater understanding of God's Word before you start those books. The truths in them are there, and they're great and they're wonderful books. But it's not a good book to start with. We need to find out what God's Word says. And it may be just reading the Bible and finding out, just reading passages, and then going back and saying, I want to find out what that's really saying there. I read that, but I don't really understand it. And so then we start researching it and looking for it and finding out what it has to say, talking to other people about it, or maybe suggesting to Mark, myself, you know, I'd like for us to look at this the next quarter in that. And please, if you've got a study that you want to do here, let us know. Because we want the Bible study to be something that's going to benefit you and not just something that Mark and I want. We don't want to do that. We want you to be able to let us know those things that you want to study, what you want to look at. And that's what we're trying to do in doing that. But we need to have a desire to be obedient to. This is the final thing. We need a desire to obey what we find. Anybody can read the Bible. Anybody can find the truth of God. But what we've got to do is to be willing to obey that truth. It's not always easy. It's not always convenient. It's not always going to be popular, but we've got to be willing to observe and to obey the truth of God. We've got to know God's Word enough that it's going to give us a confidence to be able to go on. We've got to know that Word in such a way as it's going to help us. Listen to this. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Teach me, God, the ways that you want me to go. Help me to understand that. And God, I'll follow it. To know the truth of God and to not follow the truth of God is foolishness. It's foolishness. We've got to know it, and then we've got to do it. Knowing the truth's not enough. A lot of people know the truth. They just don't want to follow it. We've got to know it, and we've got to be willing to follow it. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. I'll obey your law. Psalms 119, verses 33 and 34. You help me, God, to understand that, and I will obey it. That should be the desire of every one of us, to know what the Word of God has to say and to be willing to follow the Word of God. The Word of God is spiritual food. It may be milk. It may be meat, but it's spiritual food. If you don't feed yourself on that, you're going to die spiritually. You've got to feed yourself on the Word of God. You've got to study the Word of God so that it can build you up spiritually, so that when the devil comes, I think we mentioned a few weeks ago about Jesus and the temptations that he went through when the devil said to him, you know, cast yourself down. Mark talked about this again this morning. Cast yourself down. Go ahead and do this. Go ahead and do that. It is written. It is written. It is written. We said, well, that's Jesus. He knows that already. I wonder, do you think he had to study the Word of God? Because he came into this world. I know that the apostles had to study it to be able to know it. When they faced those people, it said, listen, if you say another word about this guy Jesus Christ, we're going to kill you. I remember on one occasion, they said, you do what you got to do. We've got to speak the Word of God. Even in the Old Testament. Remember those three guys in the furnace? We're going to have to do what God's will is, no matter what. Even an unbeliever said, your God's strong enough. He can help you to overcome this. The people of the world sometimes believe the Bible and trust in the Bible more than we do ourselves. We've got to learn to do that. We've got to learn to be obedient to it. We've got to learn to desire the Word of God. In 2 Peter 2 and verse 2, or 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, it says that as newborn babes, we need to desire the sincere milk of the Word. We need to desire what God has for us. We need to have a hunger for that. And maybe you fed a baby before. And if your kids were like ours, when it came time to feed, and if you didn't get it there fast enough, they were hollering for it. And when you gave it to them, they were just trying to get as much in as fast as they could. That's the way we need to be with the Word of God. Or maybe those of us that are older, maybe we've been out working and we've been working hard. Maybe you forgot to eat breakfast and maybe you forgot to eat lunch. And maybe it's the supper time and you're ready to eat and you go somewhere and you think, does that waitress, is she going fast as she can? I'm hungry. I want that food. And when we get it, oh, man, it tastes good. We like that. And we sit back and say, boy, that was so good. And if you're like me, you're planning on the next meal. Don't want to waste time. Think about what you're going to eat next. But listen, why don't we apply that to the spiritual part? We come and we study the Bible. We find out what the Bible has to say. And we want to know more about it. And we want to know more about it and more about it. We've taken two lessons to look at more of attitude, of what kind of attitude we need to study the Bible. That's very important because if we don't get the attitude right, it's not going to do any good. It's just like being a faithful child of God. If we don't get our attitude right, we can't be faithful. I'd like to miss that one. We've got to be faithful. And the way we do that is by studying the Word, finding out what it has to say, and then applying that in our life every day. Finding out what it has to say. You say, well, it's just so much. There's just so much of it. I can't know it all. You never will know it all. But you can know more than you know now. And the more you know, the more you're going to love God. And the more you know, the more you're going to obey God. And the more you know, the less fear you have. And the greater trust you have in God. And that's what we got to have. That's the reason we're studying about this. And the mechanics of studying the Word of God, the ways you do that, do you study it by subject? Do you study it by just the book of the Bible? How do you study it? That's just the mechanic part of it. The attitude part of it is I'm going to do it and I don't care what it is. Nothing is going to keep me from it. Nothing is going to stop me from doing it. I'm going to know the Word of God. And whatever I got to do it, I'm going to do it. If it's work my job and come home at night and study that Bible, I'm going to do that. God didn't say you got to learn it in a night. He said you got to learn it in a lifetime. And that's what we do is we learn it and we follow it. One passage I do want to mention. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, in verse 18. It says here that we are to be those people that grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've got to be those people that we're going to grow in that, that we're going to continue to grow in it. I want to encourage you, find out what the Bible has to say. There's so many things that you can look at today, that you can study today, that'll help you to be able to do that. Bible study is a very important part of it. If you're not coming to Bible study, you're missing a lot. And you need to be here for that. It can provoke your thought. And maybe it can provoke a question that you have. And maybe we can know the answer. Maybe somebody in the Bible class said, yeah, I looked at that a couple of years ago. Now, this is what I found out about it. Another person may say, yes, and I found out this about it. And so what we end up doing is we end up teaching each other the Word of God and finding out what it has to say. The Bible school teacher is not the only one that's studying hopefully and prayerfully to know what the Word of God is. God's Word is wonderful. It's great. It can give you confidence. It can give you hope. It can give you assurance. And that's what we need in the world we live in today. Because let me tell you something. There's a lot trying to pull you down. The devil and his angels are working very hard to keep you from knowing God's Word. That's what he wants to do more than anything else. Don't allow them to do it. Stand up for what God's Word has to say and be willing to follow it. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, obey what the Bible has to say. Find out what it has to say for you to become a Christian. Like in Acts, the second chapter. And really, you can look at the first nine chapters of the book of Acts. And it tells us about these people and their conversion and where they are spiritually and what they're supposed to do. Some of those people were to believe. Some of the people were not told to believe because they already believed. They were told to repent. Some of the people were told not to believe, not to repent, but they were told to confess Jesus Christ and then be immersed in water to have those sins washed away. Where they are spiritually, they're to go from there. We need to go from where we are spiritually to obey God and to do His will. If you need to be immersed in water tonight, we want to help you to do that. If you need to confess sins, we want to help you to be able to get that right. And please don't think we're saying that because we're any better and we don't do anything wrong. We're saying that because Jesus Christ said, encourage those that are in sin to come out, to stay away from it. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to warn you about sin. You try to warn us. So that we can work on this together. It's not a matter of there's some in here that are just perfect and don't do anything wrong. That's not it. There's nobody here that's perfect. We're all sinners. We're trying to go to heaven and we're trying to help other people to go. Let's come and let's study the Bible. Let's come and let's repent of sins. Let's come and let God be the one that guides us. Please come right now as we stand and as we sing.